Bava Basra Perakei Mishnah Dalad, continuing the buying and selling, marketing 101. Hakonesh Shnei Ilonos. If somebody buys two trees, Betokstei Chavero, that are in the field of his neighbor. And so as a result, he bought the trees, but it never said anything about the land that's underneath the trees. Hareza Lo Kanakarka, he has not acquired any land at all in the field. All he has acquired is the rights to use the fruit in the tree. He has not acquired the right to the land that is underneath them. If the tree dies, he can take the dead wood, but he can't plant a new tree on that site because the land doesn't belong to him. He does have the right to use land around the tree to stand with a basket, pick the fruit, so the owner of the land can't plant anything right next to the tree either. He also gets his right of way to go use the tree. So he doesn't own any land, but he does have certain rights on his tree. Rabbi Meir Omer Kanakarka. Rabbi Meir disagrees. If somebody buys two trees, we call that a field of trees. And with a field of trees, if you buy it, you can come and you get the land that are underneath, and that's included in the purchase. Higdilu, let's say the branches of the trees grew and extended beyond how their original length. Lo yishapeh, he's not allowed to trim them. Who's not allowed to trim them? The seller who owns the land where the branches are now extending can't trim them back, even if the shade is hurting his field. Since the guy doesn't own any land as part of the purchase, then it's understood that the seller's land has to serve the tree. And that means that the seller can't chop the branches out because the branches don't belong to him. They belong to the other guy. Anything that grows from the trunk of the tree belongs to the buyer. So if shoots grow out of the tree above ground level, then the guy who owns them, he can keep them. He can't leave them there to grow because then maybe additional dirt is going to accumulate and it's going to look like a third tree and it's going to keep on growing. And then he's going to take part of the land that doesn't belong to him. So he has to be careful on how he treats them. But the shoots do belong to him. Umina Sharashim. But if anything grows out of the roots of the tree under the ground, Shalbala Karka. Those belong to the owner of the land because by growing from the roots belong to the owner of the land, not the tree. Vim Mesu. And if they died, if the trees died, Ain Lo Karka, as we said earlier, the land does not belong to the tree owner. And so the tree owner cannot replant new trees on the same spot. He can chop down the dead tree for the wood, but he can't put new trees there because the land doesn't belong to him. Kana Shlosha, what if somebody buys three separate trees in a field? Kana Karka, then he has acquired land as well. Because once you buy three trees, that's called a Sedei Ilonos, a field of trees. And that includes the land beneath the trees between them and enough area to stand with a basket, pick fruit, and all the rest. Now, this is true if the trees form a triangle. As Phil Jackson and the Knicks would have you, a triangle tree, that is what you really want. And normally, one would not plant the area with anything besides those trees. But if they're in a straight line, for example, if they're kind of off-center, there's no triangle that you've got there, well, then the land between the trees can be fit for planting. It's not called the state Ilonos, a field of trees, and so it's not included in the sale. One last rule that the Gemara explains is that these three trees in the triangle have to be within 16 amos of each other. It's very hard to have your triangle offense if everybody is more than 32 feet away from each other. That is wide enough to allow an ox-drawn plow to pass between them. Once they are less than within an area of 16 amos and at least 4 amos apart, then forget about it. Then he doesn't have that. He also does get the right of way. Higdilu, if the trees grew, yishapeh. Well, then the seller can trim the trees because since the land between and around and beneath the trees belongs to the buyer, the seller has not bound any other land to the needs of the trees, and so he doesn't have to let them grow over his produce. He can trim them back, especially if they are extending into his property, blocking out the sunlight. There are rules that we mentioned in Perek Beis about trimming other people's trees, so he has to follow those rules. Ve'olam mina geza mina sharashim, anything that grows from the trunk or the roots, shelo, belongs to the owner of the trees, because the owner of the trees owns the ground in between as well, the imesu. And if the trees die, yeshlo karka, he can plant other trees on that same plot of land because that whole plot of land belongs to him since he bought a field of trees. Mishnehe, hamocha rosh behem agasa. If somebody sells the head of a large animal, sometimes in the old days they used to sell a cow in pieces, even if they hadn't shechted the cow yet. Lo machar saraglayim. If I sell the head of the cow, doesn't mean I sold the legs. They're not included. It's a significant in its own right. So the pulkies do not belong to the guy who bought the head. If somebody buys the legs, he did not necessarily buy the head. Neither one is automatically included in the sale of the other ones. If there is some local custom, however, then the halacha follows the minhag medina. If, for example, in that area, when you sell the legs, you get the head thrown in free, then that would continue to be true if you made such a sale, despite what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah is only talking about an area where they don't have a local custom, and this is how things are done. Machar es ha-koneh. Let's say he sold the trachea. Now, it's not really the trachea. When we get to Kutchin, we'll talk a lot more about this. But this is the pulmonary system. So this includes the lungs. So he sold the lungs. Lo machar es ha-koneh. That does not include the liver. Machar es ha-koneh. If he sold the liver, lo machar es ha-koneh. This does not necessarily include the trachea and the lungs. Each of these are significant pieces. I want cow liver. I do not get the cow lungs with it. And vice versa. Aval badaka. But in the case of a small animal, machar es ha-rosh, machar es ha-raglayim. If he sold the legs, then if he sold the head, then the guy gets the legs. The legs of small animals like sheep and goats are considered inconsequential. So it was everybody's custom that if you bought the head of a sheep, you would get the legs thrown in free. But macharas or aglayim, but if he sold the legs, lo macharas or rosh, he does not get the head because the head is more important than the legs. So the legs are butthole to the head, but the head is not butthole to the legs. So there you go. Macharas akoneh, macharas akaved. If he sells the guy the lungs, then the liver goes along with it. Macharas ha-kaved, lo macharas ha-koneh. But if he sold the liver, that does not necessarily include the lungs. So as we're seeing here, in the case of small animals, there are certain parts that will buttle to other parts. If you buy the smaller parts, like the legs or the liver, you don't automatically get the larger parts like the head or the lungs. On the other hand, if you buy the larger ones, they would throw in the smaller pieces for free as well.